Sarajevski kros. Pred jubilarni 189. Kros je pred vama. Pozdravljamo sve prisutne na frekvencijama Kros radija. Što se sadržaja tiče, govorimo o jednom interesantnom predavanju koje je održano 24. marta u Medija centru, a odnosi se na umjetnost u javnom prostoru. Za početak slušamo kraću stvar sarajevskog benda Major sa početka 80. i početka 90. godina, a bend sada radi u Pragu. Stvar je stara već koju godinu i zove se Six Feet Under, ali nismo je još vrtili u Kros radiju.
Are you leaving some money to see? Beach oranges and house of stone. Are you leaving some money to see? Is your soul happy now? Are you drinking wine? In the night when the sky is full of ashes, do you have everything what you wished? Six feet under, just a step from you. Oh, six feet under, you gotta be careful. Oh, six feet under.
Radio rocks. Thank you.
Da li se umjetnost u javnom prostoru treba napustiti? Da li istorija ponekad liči na istoriju neuspjeha? Umjetnost u javnom prostoru izložena je mnogim očekivanjima i mišljenjima. Lokalni političari to shvataju kao prestižno oruđe za ukrašavanje, kićenje njihovih gradova i njihovog imidža. Lokalni umjetnici proglašavaju javni prostor kao svoju platformu. Stanovnici su indiferentni, dok različiti stručnjaci kao što su kustosi, umjetnici i urbanisti iznova izražavaju svoje sumnje. Da li je umjetnost u javnom prostoru besmislena? Dakle, već smo rekli na početku, u Sarajevskom medija centru održano je zanimljivo predavanje čija tema je bila umjetnost u javnom prostoru. Predavanje je držao Daniel Bauman, kustos Adolf Wolfi fondacije Muzeja umjetnosti u Bernu i Nordagente Kunstagente umjetničkog projekta u javnom prostoru u Bazelu. Daniel je slobodni kustos i umjetnički kritičar koji živi u Bazelu, Švicarska.
So in my lecture I try to show the development of art in public space during the last 100 years, but in a very short way, but also to be aware of what had been done already, what experience were made, because I think we can always learn from the experience from others, and what is the situation today. And the idea of the presentation was not so much to answer the question, should we do art in public space or not? It's more to think about how we could do it, and what could be ways of acting, what could be ways of being present, what could be ways to occupy the public space in an intelligent and smart way.
Do you think art in public space is a nonsense or not?
I don't think art in public space is nonsense, but on the other hand, I don't think that you should expect too much of art in public space, and also art in general. People sometimes believe in art. I don't think art should be a religion. Art can't save the world, or cannot even change the world. Economics and the politicians, they change the world. Unfortunately, art does not have the power, but what it can is that, and what I think it's also important in public space, it can create beautiful moments where you are very pleased and you're almost happy, and that can be in public space. And on the other hand, it can question the language of art, it can question a certain situation, a certain public situation, where you become aware of certain realities that you didn't realize or you didn't want to realize, and there art can play important role.
What do you think about removing old monuments or all old art in public space and replacing it with new ones by the government or by the citizens or some other institutions?
It is a difficult question, because in a spontaneous way I would say, yeah, let's from time to time let's just throw away all this crap. And but then on the other way, For instance, Switzerland, we have monuments to the war, and they don't have any function because we were lucky and didn't have any war for centuries. But now, being in Sarajevo, I see Sarajevo had a war, and all of a sudden I think a monument that was erected to a war can have a new sense when reality changes. And that's what can happen. You never know how history evolves, and all of a sudden something that doesn't have any function, any meaning, can have a meaning back. But then also you have to question, is this way of commemorating war, of our fallen soldiers, the killed people, to erect them like sculptures or statues and to put them on a pedestal, is that really the way we want to remember people we lost? And I personally rather don't think so. I prefer like names, or, you know, we're in a society where we are individuals, so that is important, the individual, that we lose individual, not an abstract somebody, but individuals. And I think so, that could be new possibilities of monuments. So to answer your questions, I don't know.
And then the last question, you talked a little bit about corporate business, about companies taking over the public space by paying for the artwork, so they become present.
Yeah, it is a somehow strange situation that it's due to reality, to money. If you want to do something in public space, you need money, and you need quite a lot of money, because you can do an installation in an art space and you can see it, but if you put that same installation into the street, it's just nothing. It's like the size of two cars, and it's just disappeared in the urban space. So you need quite a lot of money to be visible. There was a tradition that, at least in Europe, not in the United States, but in Europe, culture is state funded, and they left you quite a big freedom, and they didn't really want to have their name on the invitation card on your project. But that changed now. A lot of companies, for instance, offer to the town a nice sculpture or an art project, and then they have their name written on the wall, and it is a elegant and discreet way to invade public space and to occupy public space with private money. And sometimes you think it's just the beginning, then they will become more and more present and invade through art public space. It's a general problem, yeah.
Bio to Daniel Boman, koji je dakle održao zanimljivo predavanje u četvrtak 24. marta u Medija centru. Za kraj ovog Cross Radija slušamo disciplinsku komisiju i stvar Domino Effect.
Cross Radio is the coolest radio on the fucking planet.
talk about the kicking raw type flavor, but it ends up coming out quick.
Once again, I am disposed, but hey, you chose to meet to represent the real deal. And what do you mean when you say you're sober? I can't help not to look over my shoulder. Would you backstab, or would you run? Or would you have the courage to point out the gun of the war towards me? And what do you see when I turn my other cheek for you? Would you be brave enough to slap it? But harder this time, I made up my mind, and this time I will be fine. No matter on my disposal, I'm making my proposal right now. You can choose between right or wrong, weak or strong. I could scream so long, I can be gone like dust in the wind. The bond is thin, I continue to bring this thing to an end of my days. I'm slowing my pace, slowing this race, looking for some more space. I'm dynamic, it's the tactics, I can look frantic. It's the magic I use, it's up to you to abuse or refuse the rules. I choose, you can lose, cause I am the master. This war's between two disasters, got nothing to lose, I shall move faster. It's the domino effect, you can't neglect. One comes down, what do you expect? Others won't stay standing, but you would love to. Once again, I am disposed, it's a breakthrough. It's the domino effect, you can't neglect. One comes down, what do you expect? Others won't stay standing, but you would love to. Once again, I am disposed, it's a breakthrough.
Tišina se gazi, zvuk postaje oluja, snažna struja koja kupi sva riječi slova, da nastaju dva nova lirička radnika i pomoć od mantika nas pretvara u fanatika. Borbena taktika se razvija i nastaje armija koja sve okolo obara i razbija. Taj dan će se pamtit kao Tuzli kapija, svijeti broj datum, ističe ultimatum. I nije bitno gdje si i ko si, taj talas sve nosi i kosi, a izvor je u Bosni. Kad počnu trnci bosti, postaćete svjedoci i gosti, kad zasvrbe kosti. Kad osjetiš dah uz vrat, tad će pas mrak, postat će težak zrak i baš će dlak. Ne znaš jel državu ili si stvarno tu, ne znaš kud i gdje, jel kraj za sve ili ne. Početni udar izaziva daljni sudar i lančani pokret iz kojeg se ne možeš otet. Ne možeš ponovo počet jer si u sredini, sad udarac primi i sa ostalima gini. Padaš sa svojom pričom i lafinom, prekriven istinitom prašinom. Pao si prvi zbog tebe, odmah i drugi jer nisi imao respekt. Respekt. Domino effect.
It's the domino effect, you can't neglect. One comes down, what do you expect? Others won't stay standing, but you would love to. Once again, I am disposed, it's a breakthrough. It's the domino effect, you can't neglect. One comes down, what do you expect? Others won't stay standing, but you would love to. Once again, I am disposed, it's a breakthrough.
Domino effect.
And you're listening to Cross Radio.
I can sing it.